You're listening to Public Radio 90, WNMU-FM Marquette. I'm Kurt Hosworth, host of Class Eclectic in Studio A this morning with a special guest today, no stranger to public radio here, Dr. Erin Kollwitz. She is the director of the Marquette Choral Society here on the campus of Northern Michigan University, and they are doing something a little bit different this summer. Typically in the summertime on campus, a lot of things tend to roll up and they're done for the summer and there's some quiet months. But the Marquette Choral Society is trying something here called the Summer Sing. They've been taking some time from late July into this month, into August, to prepare for a concert that's happening Sunday, August 18th at the St. Michael Catholic Church. First of all, welcome to the studio, Erin. Good to have you here.
Great to be here.
And so with this Summer Sing, it's an open choir opportunity as part of the Marquette Choral Society here. What is the aim for this concert, besides having an opportunity to sing over the summer?
Sure. Well, as you said, we wanted to give our singers, the Choral Society members, a chance to sing in the summer. They've been asking for that for some time, so that was the main goal, but also to interest some singers who may not been involved in the Choral Society before and who wanted an opportunity to join us but perhaps didn't have the time to commit to an entire semester. So this is only 6 rehearsals, and then, boom, we have a concert.
Yeah, all of a sudden.
Yeah, exactly. So it's a little lighter music, not necessarily easier. Some songs are easier. Some songs are, I'd say, medium difficulty. But the idea was that it's not as big of a time commitment, only a 3-week time commitment. Mm-hmm. And then we have a concert. So, and it also gives us a little bit of an opportunity to fundraise for our students traveling to Italy also. So we sort of get to kill 2 birds with 1 stone, I guess, for lack of a better metaphor.
Yeah. But in this case, it's nice that, you know, if people couldn't commit to like a weekly endeavor throughout sometimes busy fall and winter semesters, then when they have a little more of that spare time, then they can say, okay, I'm just going to focus on choir for a while. And then all of a sudden, then you've got the concert coming up. With that, you'd mentioned that some of the music is a little easier and some is still pretty challenging. What kind of repertoire will be involved with the Summer Sing?
Yeah, so it was an opportunity for me to program some stuff that I've wanted to program for a while. So obviously we're doing mostly octavos. The Choral Society traditionally does major works in the fall and the winter semesters. So here we got to do some lighter pieces. So for instance, Shosholoza, which is an African sort of call to worship, some folk music. I'm doing a South Korean folk song in Korean, which is something new. although it's, I told them it's only a couple words. They had to learn only a couple words. And of course, it's all written out phonetically for them.
Oh, good.
which is a relief to the Choral Society members. And some spirituals. And then we're also doing a gospel tune, Praise His Holy Name, by Keith Hampton. So some fun, lighter fare. We're also doing a Broadway medley, Stepping Out on Broadway, Give My Regards to Broadway, things like that a lot of people would recognize.
Right.
Similar tunes, you know, tunes that you sort of already know.
Some maybe that can be sing-alongs if you come to the concert and recognize.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And it just reminds me, too, you're coming off of the April performances where the Choral Society had to learn some Russian.
Yes.
For that, so...
Church Slavonic, yeah, exactly. So I figure if they can do that, they can do pretty much anything at this point.
Well, and that's one of the nice things about what you're doing with the Choral Society. You're taking the reins and you're challenging them to be better singers, better linguists, you know, better at forming their vowels and sometimes unfamiliar vowels and things like that.
I hope so. I feel like that's sort of the goal of a choral society, is to do those major works and sort of check those boxes. They've certainly sung almost all of those major works, you know, in the 40-odd years, almost 50 years that they've been in existence. I mean, if you look at the history, they've done almost everything. And I think we're just continuing to kind of push that envelope. And then when I throw things like Korean at them, they don't really get shook.
Yep.
You know, a little folk song is not really going to throw them for a loop. So I really enjoy kind of being able to put these things in front of them. And so far, they're really enjoying the music. So we hope the audience will, too.
Excellent. Now, tell us a little bit, what are the students going to be doing in Italy? Because this is also a benefit concert for them and their travels to Italy in the year 2020.
Yeah, so the Choral Society is going to Italy in May of 2020. We have about 70 people traveling. And out of that, we have a handful of students that are joining us as well. So, of course, students we know have financial struggles because they're not always able to work as much as, say, the average person. So the Choral Society would like to help them out a little bit on their endeavors to manage this financially. So while we're in Italy, of course, the goal is to sing while we travel, expand their minds, expand their education. But while we're there, we'll be singing in places like Florence. We'll be singing in Venice, and then finally we'll end up in Rome, and we'll be singing in a mass at the Vatican.
Oh my goodness.
Yes.
What an experience.
It is a wonderful experience. I've done this almost exact same tour at my last university in 2010 with the same company, KI Travel, and they're just wonderful. They have all these connections to these beautiful cathedrals. Mm. The one we sang at when we were in Florence last time is actually where Galileo was buried, and Monteverdi, Claudio Monteverdi.
Oh my goodness.
And I'm assuming it'll be these cathedrals we'll sing at will be very similar. You know, there's so much history in Italy.
Right.
So these cathedrals that they have these connections with are often also have that same kind of history. So, mm-hmm. you know, we often take the floor and you'll have an audience of, say, 200 people, Italians, and often mm-hmm. tourists that kind of wander in. So
yeah.
it's a great experience for students and also community members alike.
So I'm assuming that there may be a mixture of Italian works and pieces in English to show off the English-speaking abilities?
Well, I like to stay away from the native language when
okay.
I'm in that country.
Right.
Although we probably will do just a little bit of Italian just as a show of goodwill,
mm-hmm.
Like we did when we were in Finland.
Oh, yes.
Just to sort of say, hey, we're willing to try this a little
yeah.
bit, as a show of goodwill. A little bit of Italian, but we're also going to take some of our local composers there. So Tom LaVoy is writing a piece for us once again, this specifically for the Choral Society, and Griffin Candy will also be writing a piece for us as well. So I thought this was a good way to show off Marquette as well, Michigan, you know, to our international fans as
right.
well.
Right. Make sure that people across the globe know where the Upper Peninsula is,
exactly.
unlike some people in the world, but we won't get into that. and a reminder, we're speaking with Dr. Aaron Kollwitz, talking about the Summer Sing and also talking about the results of the Summer Sing. It's a benefit concert for NMU students that are going to be traveling along with the Marquette Choral Society altogether performing in Italy in 2020. This performance for the Summer Sing is happening Sunday, August 18th at 3 at the St. Michael's Catholic Church.
That's correct.
And any other details that we should let our listeners know about the concert?
Well, of course, we're asking for donations, so anything that anyone can donate, we're certainly grateful for. But we would just be happy if you would come and enjoy the music.
Mm-hmm. And again, the first time that the Marquette Choral Society doing the Summer Sing, happening Sunday, August 18th at 3. Aaron, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thanks, Kurt.